Let's turn up, baby. Deal, y'all. Shoot. Hey, man, it's Chase. This is my first show up on this Blog Talk Radio. I'm on Chetty J's thing. What's the deal, man? Welcome to the Anti-Chump Cast, where we basically talk about stuff that I find interesting. We talk about stuff I find interesting with music, gaming, pictures I saw on the mall. Yeah, man. It's gonna be pretty interesting. It's kind of like a little pilot just to see people liking it. And let me bring in the man of the hour, Mr. Chetty J. Just threw him up on the line. But yeah, I guess we can jump into the topics at hand, man. I want to start by saying I know Sadie, he mentions all the time about Fallout 4, but man, we've been playing that game since we were the Fallout games since we were kids. So you know, it's interesting. Like, that's why I'm glad that people are hyped up about it, and it's kind of cool to see something that you played as a kid turn into like such a phenomenon, like such a huge thing. But look at the interesting stuff that was released last week. Basically, this wasn't dropped by Bethesda themselves, like on their site. This was dropped on that PC system requirement site that everybody likes to go to test, you know, to see if their computers can run certain games. And now, basically, like the specs, like they're pretty high to me, but they aren't so ridiculous that you'll cry. It's just if you don't have a computer that's specific like to gaming, then you can pretty much kiss playing Fallout on your computer goodbye. But like you have to have. You have to have Windows 7 or 8 or 10, which pretty much everybody does. And it has to be 64-bit, which pretty much everybody has. You have to have 8 gigs of RAM to run it, which most people I know don't have that. Like that. But 8 gigs is kind of standard now. Like if you do any kind of web designing and any type of game playing or whatever, like 8 gigs, like it's kind of mandatory, but especially for gaming, like it's mandatory because like a game will eat up 4 gigs like the plague. Like it Yeah, you there's no escaping it. Like, you have to have 4 gigs of RAM to run these, at least 4, but really 8 gigs of RAM to run these new games, especially if you like to record with, like, Shadow Play or a Raptor, which I use Raptor because I use AMD, but Raptor is, like, a must if you like to record crazy crap that's happening when you're playing. Like, I use Raptor for everything. I was playing Grand Theft Auto. I was trying to get 100%, and I'd never been to the strip club on the PC version. So the game was just recording me at the strip club, and then you had to get a dance, and then you had to get a booty call. I was like, I feel ratchet, but it recorded all that. But I ain't going to never upload that to nothing. But I recorded their ratchetness. But anyway, back to Fallout. The minimum that they kind of recommend is either an i5 2300 2.8 gigahertz processor, or they recommend a AMD Phenom 2 945, which is a 3 gigahertz processor. Now, for the most part, if you have a relatively recent, even if it's just like a regular laptop, if you have a relatively recent computer, you'll probably have that, those specs. And then also on the minimums, they for like graphics cards, they have the NVIDIA GTX 550 Ti, which is a 2 gig card. And the AMD Radeon HD, which is 1770, which is pretty high. Like, it's old enough to be considered an old card, but it's like, you can probably get it pretty cheap now. But a 7870, like, nobody I know don't even have that, which is kind of weird. But like I said, it's a recent game. It's a good looking game. It's a big world, so. You kind of got, like, for that being a minimum, just shows you that, hey, this is actually, you know, a new generation game. Like, it's not a rehash, so that's pretty cool. But a 2 gigabyte video card, like, it's still a lot of people that don't have that. Like, it's some people that still have, like, one of my coworkers, he said he wants that game. He has a 512 gigabyte card, which, you'd be lucky if you run run some older games with that, because you could probably run Fallout New Vegas fleshed out with that, but or just right with that. But, you know, you can't really expect much out of one of them cars. But yeah, the recommended. I don't even know if I'll even get into the recommended, but I feel like it's kind of it's leaning too heavy toward NVIDIA just on that site, though. Like, recommended cards tend to usually be overshoot pretty hard, but like the CPU requires an i7, which is kind of, is, you know, a lot of people don't have them. If they do, they have low end i7s, but this one's relatively low end. But it's a i7 4790, which is a 3.6 gigahertz CPU. My CPU is a FX 6300, and it's a 3.66 core processor, but I can run every game, you know, maxed out with no stuttering with that card. So I don't have any disputes in that. Like, I think I'll be fine in general with the game, but it recommends on the AMD side that you have a FX 9590. Like, nobody has that damn CPU, and that's a over 4.5 gigahertz processor. Like, that's like way overkill. Like, you don't need that. Like, I can guarantee you that. But yeah, but that's all the techie stuff. I forgot about the graphics cards. But yeah, you need a GTX 780 3 gig. Graphics card, or Radeon. I'm getting jacked, tongue tied. You got a Radeon 290X, 4 gigabytes, which is the card. Like, mine is literally that. Except for some reason, whenever I run Like whenever I run benchmarks, it says I have a 6 gig card, which mine is 4, but I don't know why it says that. But that's not, I'm not complaining because that's good. But either way, yeah. Basically, you need to have you a dedicated gaming rig to run this game, and like Witcher 2, like Witcher 3 specs are kind of similar, but yeah, like you kind of got to expect that now. Like they like these developers want their games, like they know they can make their games look and play exactly how they want them to be played now, so they're going to push it to the limit. So you kind of got to have that stuff. I recommend if you're somebody who doesn't have those specs, don't try to upgrade your computer to that unless you just have the cash to go and blow $800 to upgrade your PC. Like, if you don't have one that can at least run the minimum, go and get you a PlayStation or an Xbox. Like, they both go for $350 now. Drop that money, because you will be happy you did. Like, they run games where, like, some people spend $1,000 on the computer that can't run games as well as the PlayStation and the Xbox do. So yeah, I definitely recommend going that route if you don't want to blow a lot, because you know these graphics cards that they mentioned, they're gonna run you $300 for the graphics card alone. So as I said, I definitely recommend getting one of the consoles if you don't want to spend that real money. Let me see what else we got. Oh, yeah. All right. We might jump back into some Fallout later, but I do want to talk about the Star Wars Battlefront beta. Man, like, that game is legit. Like, I was surprised. Like, I remember, like, I never owned Star Wars Battlefront, but I remember we rented it back in the day. But that was, like, before, niggas really using, the internet like that to play games. Like you could play some things, but you know, like the Battlefront, like everybody played that stuff on like PlayStation and Xbox. Like you didn't play that stuff on computer. Like there's some people try to front, like, yeah, because everybody try to act like, oh, we did this back in the day, like trying to stunt for people. Like it don't matter, your e-nuts don't matter, you're not gonna pull girls with that. But they but yeah, just having that like everybody that experienced it pretty much is played against the bots. Like, and if anybody tell you otherwise, they're lying. I'm telling you that as a gamer. people tell you that they're lying, but I think a lot of people have that nostalgia thing going where they think that Battlefront was a lot more than what it really was. Like Battlefront, now I will say this: Battlefront had it feels kind of like Battlefield with the Star Wars like skin on it. But they basically it runs smooth. Like, it feels different. Like, there's no classes. Like, on Battlefield, you got the medic and all that who can revive people and stuff. They don't have that on there. Like, it's like you die kind of fast. Like, you have way more health than you do on, like, Battlefield or Kyre. But you basically, like, You still die pretty fast, but there's no reset timer. So you as soon as you die, you can pretty much jump right back in the game. Like it's pretty good. But besides that, like besides it playing smooth, I know it's the beta, so it could change. It could probably run like crap at launch, and the game comes out November 17th, which is a week after Fallout. But it but I don't know. I might get it at launch, but I'm not. Like, it's other things I'd probably rather get before I get that. Because I'll probably get Tomb Raider before I get Battlefront. Like, I know my attention span with multiplayer games nowadays is way too short. Like, where back in, like, 5 years ago, I could probably play a multiplayer game for hours. But they have, yeah, like, I think about Rogers scribbled my brain over there, all this singing. But they, is she over here marching and singing on top of this thing? Nah, but, but yeah, like multiplayer games, like, they can probably for the most get like 30, 45 minutes out of me, and then I want to go to something with a story that kind of, you know, where I feel like I'm influencing something. And so yeah, I know I'm going to buy it. Like, I've been waiting on it and playing it in action, like seeing it. Like, if you watch a video, it looks okay. Like, it don't look like a game that you need to rush to get. But if you if you play it, like, just playing it firsthand, it's crazy, like, how lifelike that game looks. I mean, it's smooth and doesn't chug and it wasn't lagging. People were complaining about them taking away dedicated servers or the server browser and stuff, but that game runs way smoother than Battlefield ever did. Like, with it running, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Like, I haven't looked into how they run their servers, but just from what I heard, it's supposed to be like player to player. So you're playing off whoever has the best connections, internet. So, you know, if you play COD, you're used to that. But the difference with that is, those games tend to last longer. Like, you could go and still play Call of Duty 4 to this day, and that game came out in 2007. So yeah, you the games with player-to-player stuff tend to last long because you don't have to spend all this money trying to maintain dedicated servers. Because one thing I hate about Battlefield is they do those server rentals. And when I say, like, it's usually the people who, like, don't have real-life friends who run these servers, because they just kick niggas who are better than them. Like, man, it's so stupid. Like, you can ask, if there was somebody who plays Battlefield that's listening to this, you know what I mean. Like, if you in a match and you smacking the other team, but let's say one of the people that's hosting the server, if they're on the other team, they'll flip their team to the winning team and put you on the team with the losing score so they can win the game. And that happens so much in Battlefield. That's what put me away. Like, I own Battlefield 3 and 4 on PC. I own Bad Company 2, and I own Battlefield 2. And on the one with the robots and stuff. I can't remember which one is that, 2142 or whatever. I own all those, and that happens on all of those games, man. Like, I get so tired of getting kicked. And then, since I don't play it much on PC, like, I'm not the best player, if I die once, I get kicked. Like, it's so crazy, man. Like, I don't recommend. Like, I definitely it looks better on PC, but I recommend playing Battlefield on consoles, where I've never had a bad experience on Battlefield 4, at least not connection-wise and stuff. And with hosts, I haven't had a bad experience. Now, you got the tank campers. It's always going to be annoying, but that's part of the game. Like, you can blow them up, but it's just so annoying. People always go for that cheap kill. My bad. I didn't even realize my woe called in.
Your woe.
Nah, man, but yeah, like I said, I recommend playing those on console. Don't go in there Battlefield on PC, man. It's a virus. It's like Twitch chats and looking at comment sections on YouTube videos. It's depressing playing Battlefield on PC. Shit is pointless. But yeah, let me see.
This is what we're going to talk about next. Check out these damn show notes. Alright, talk about Tomb Raider and Halo 5.
I think Halo 5 comes out this month. Like, I don't even know much about Halo 5 except that it plays kind of like Call of Duty. Now, like they added like a sprint button and stuff. So if you like that, like the sprint and stuff, it's cool. Like it's okay. I mean, you know how like nowadays you got like Advanced Warfare and Titanfall where you can do all the jumping and stuff. Like Halo has that, but Halo's always had like a high jump. But like it feels more like Advanced Warfare. Like I remember playing the beta. Like I didn't play much. I only played a few rounds, so I'm not the best judge on that. But that comes out the 27th. For anybody that's interested in buying that, I think it'll be all right. I know this will sound very, very superstitious, but I haven't played Halo since my friend Chris died. That's the only person I play Halo with. So I just feel weird playing Halo. But I might still pick it up, but that's just weird to me to play that. After
you know what though, I gotta say, not only gotta say RIP to my boy Chris, but RIP to my boy Master Chief, man. My boy Master Chief's gone, man.
And I want to know why. Like I really want to see the angle that shoot that by saying that. Like just saying like RIP Master Chief and stuff. And I'm like, I'm sitting around like, huh? Like I mean, he was alive and well to end Halo 4, but okay, you know. So I don't know. I guess that's the way of trying to entice people to play. Like, hey, Master Chief was alive when I played. Like a lot of people skipped Halo 4, so they probably want to know what's going on. I might get it in like December or January. I know I ain't picking that up in launch. It seems all right, though. It's Halo. It seems all right. And then Tomb Raider is starting out. It's like a timed exclusive for Xbox One. So I want that. Like I kind of want to get that in launch because like Rise of Tomb Raider. Like I was like when they came out with the reboot a few years ago, like. That game, like, I bought it on a whim. Like, I didn't see no reviews or nothing. I was just like, oh, man, Tomb Raider's out. Oh, it looks cool. Like, I thought Tomb Raider was stupid when I was a kid, but I was like, let me try it out. And it happened to be, like, it's one of the best adventure games you can play. Like, so if you don't have that, like, you can probably get that dirt cheap. Like, you can get it cheap on 360, and you can get it dirt cheap. Or, like, they just gave it away for free on Xbox One, and, you can probably get it on PC for like $5, so like you ain't really got no reason not to play. Like it's all right. You know, Lara Croft, like when she dies, gruesome. Like if you miss a jump, she gets stabbed in the throat. Like if you miss aim, then her arm gets impaled. And like it's thorough. Like they did some Mortal Kombat stuff on that, but. It's a fun game. Like it can be frustrating. Like people complain about it's Tomb Raider, but we didn't do any tomb raiding. So I was like, because it didn't make it mandatory. I guess they wanted you to shove the tombs down your throat. The problem is, like, this is what's gonna happen. This is what always happens with video games, and it's one of the things that makes me hate being a gamer sometimes. Is how it's like the way a lot of online gamers, like how they represent us, like, because the thing is, most of the people that sit here and say that stuff are people who don't, like, who didn't even play the game, like, people that's going off word of mouth. I never understood that, like, the loudest people on stuff that happens with guys, it's like Advanced Warfare. I don't know too many people that actually bought that game, but everybody hated the game, and I thought that was probably the most fun Call of Duty I played in a while. That's probably the only one I like since Black Ops 2. Like it's fun, man. Like I didn't understand the hate toward Advanced Warfare. Like the story.
I tell you what it is, man. The same people that complained about Tomb Raider is the same people that kept voting for Nuketown opening night, release night of Black Ops.
Man, that right there was so stupid. I still, like, I'm glad they kind of patching it after a few days, like a week or whatever. But that was like horrific. Like, I remember
If you got Newtown, like in the first week, if you got Newtown, you were gonna play it at least 30 times before, or until you left the lobby. Like, okay, after playing it 3 times, I'm gonna stop playing. So yeah, they wound up patching that in where you can only play the same map twice in a row, unless they did. You know, sometimes where they do that random thing if you wind up hitting the other thing, and then sometimes it'll pick Newtown again if you hit random. Like,
yes.
That would happen sometimes too, but for the most part, you know,
Newtown is, I just don't understand it, man. Like, there's no challenge.
They brought it back on Black Ops 2. That's what drove me nuts.
It was like 2023 or something like that.
I hated it on there. And then they came out with Newtown, whatever. I don't know what the date was, but and then guess what the pre-order incentive is on Black Ops 3? Nuketown 3. Mm-hmm. I was like, why the hell? Are you doing Nuketown? I was like, can we stop with this map, man? So
speaking of pre-orders, I saw the funniest meme the other day about video games where they were showing burgers from like Burger King, back in the day, and new burgers. They said old games used to be like, and new games are like. Basically saying, like, you used to get everything in your burger for the same price as you get now, that's skimmed down, which is equivalent to you got to buy DLCs for every goddamn thing, every game you play there.
I'm in the middle of that discussion, because here's my thing. Games are more fleshed out and realized than they ever been. Like, listen, if you go back and try to play Super Mario 64 now, like, remember back in the day, like, it could take up a decent amount of time, but compare it to, like, the $60 you spent on Super Mario 64 and the $60 you spent on Modern Warfare 2, you put in way more time on Modern Warfare 2. Like the games, like, people don't realize it just because games come out so quick now, and then, you know, since we can get everything, like, without even leaving your living room, like, just that since we can naturally get everything a lot quicker and we consume stuff a lot quicker, and people don't have, you know, problems sitting still, you know, in the same spot for 10 hours, you know, a day doing, like, people don't realize that there's a lot of time that goes. Now, some games, it's very money hungry, so I can understand that in some instances, but like maybe 40 to 50% of games that do DLC and stuff, they give you so much content out the box that people tend to forget that they're getting a lot of content. Like, it, so you know, I would never understand. If it was cheap stuff that was game changing, like if somebody could spend $5 and unlock the best gun in the game, but you can only get that if you spend extra money, then yeah, that's annoying. But if it's just like, oh, they give you a pink gun skin for $3, don't complain about that, because them doing that, it still allows you to get free updates and stuff. And just the dumbass that wants to spend all that extra money on buying turquoise yarn gun camo, let them do that. Like, that ain't gonna bother. Like, you be good. You ain't gotta buy that. It ain't giving no advantage. I remember when I used to buy them, like on Gears of War 3, they had some lightning strike guns, and it like made a lightning strike appear on your gun and stuff when you walking around. Like, I was one of the dummies that bought it, but it didn't change any of the gameplay. It didn't give you a new gun. It was just like, hey, you get this lightning strike on the side of your gun. So, you know, That ain't changing the game. Just that you like, yeah, nigga, you ain't got this bling that I got on my gun. Like, they don't might care that much. They gonna call you a dummy after they kill you.
Yeah, you know what, though? As long as the DLC is a whole nother, like, is a whole nother game, I'm all for that. Like, for instance, like the arc, like all the Batman Arkhams and whatnot, you get a whole nother character story. I'm for that, but this corny crap where you get the golden gun, like, that's corny. Like, I'm just, you get his green outfit, like, that's corny. Like, accessorizing. We get charged extra accessorizing. What is this, a mobile game?
And that, and that's one of the problems that Metal Gear Solid kind of has. It's like the game is cool, like the gameplay is decent, but man, they do some mobile game stuff on there. Like if you like some guns, you can, if it's not that good of a gun, your base will make it immediately. But if the gun is okay or whatever, or it's a later on gun, then it makes you wait like 30 minutes for the gun to be made. Like, bro, this is mobile game stuff, like free to play game stuff. Why is this in my $60 game? You know, so yeah, that stuff like that is, or you could pay money and make it go faster. I don't understand why you would do that, but either way, that's enough on those games. Let's talk about a CD that dropped on Friday, the documentary 2. Now, I've been all over Facebook doing all kinds of, as you can see, right, Rise back there having her dolls right around the corner. The documentary 2 came out, and it's like beat wise, when I say beat wise, it is an amazing album. Like Compton should have been this album. Like, Compton was a letdown to me. Like, yeah, you waited all those years, and then Compton came out, and you probably listened to it the first day and listened to it again because it was kind of, they had a lot of auto-tune singing niggas on it and stuff. Like, it was weird. But documentary 2 was all right. The thing that I hate about, like, and even lyrically, the album is cold. Like, lyrically, the album is nuts, but man, when I tell you, like, the subject matter is so limited, I'm like, dude, PD used to go back and listen to The Doctor's Advocate and listen to how diverse the songs were on that album. And even Documentary 1, there was diversity in the songs. Like, it wasn't just all bang, 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 bang. Like, you know, because that's pretty much what he focused on. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, one of the, like, he has some songs that would be real dope if he had, like, he, like, all his features, he had, like, decent feature artists, but I felt like he misplaced where he had the people at. And, like, for instance, you had on the first song, on the On Me song with the little Erykah Badu sample, he had Kendrick Lamar. Now, Kendrick Lamar's verse was, to me, it was kind of phoned in. Like, his Kendrick Lamar's album that came out, you know, like to Pimp a Butterfly, like you can tell, like he kind of took his time on the verses and stuff, and came out with the bomb album.
He phoned him in.
It even kind of seemed like that on Compton, like Kendrick Lamar, like he did, he on these songs because he on these songs. He's not rapping like Kendrick because he got to have the star of the CD shine. And that's kind of what he did on that. Like, Kendrick Lamar, you never talk about doing drive-bys and stuff in your album. Like, he mentioned stuff like being in a car when stuff was going down and on, you know, his albums and stuff. But he didn't, like, he was talking about, yeah, if gang want me to pull out the AK. And so, like, no, you don't pull out the AK. You sit there writing your
AK.
I was just like, dude, come on, Kendrick. But Kendrick should have been on that Circles song. Now, Circles would have been raw. Like, Circles is probably my favorite song on the whole album. But it's not because of the content. It's mainly the beat. Like, I like Dollar in the Dream, and I like Made in America. Those are, like, probably my numbers. Like, those are my favorite songs on the album, you know, in their Circles. But like Circles, like it has like two phases, and those are my favorite type of beats. Like whether it's R&B or hip hop or whatever. Like if the song, like if like the song starts off one way, and then it's like a second part, but it don't say like, oh, this is part two of the song. Like it just transitions to something else where it kind of influence, it kind of makes you change the lyrics because
like the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, like, yeah, kind of like how Ozzy Brothers had, you know, like, part one and two on, like, a
highway.
That's kind of what it's like. That's kind of what Circles is, but, like, like the second half of that song, he had Q-Tip on the second half. But Q-Tip was kind of like doing the, you know, the little cute thing where he was kind of like, he's doing the little old school rapping and stuff. But I feel like he should have had Kendrick on that. Like, Kendrick would have slayed that. And the concept of the song was kind of like the concept on the game's end was stupid. Like, it was kind of like, oh, I'm cheating, and the girl, like him and the girl, kind of arguing in the song, like, oh, I'm cheating, but you know what? I bought you these purses and stuff, so you shouldn't feel bad. She like, well, if you like, are you strapping up and stuff? He like, yeah, I'm strapping up. Yeah, I was just having sex with them, but I love you. That's kind of how the theme of the song is to me, and I'm like, But then at the end of the song, which I'm not giving the game props on this because I don't think it was intentional on his end. But then the girl, like he was like, well, then he like, well, I'm going to call up my side chick. And then the girl was like, and he said he was going to leave the house. And she was like, well, you know, I'm about to call up my side. And then like, kind of like, oh, I'm getting my payback. Like, if I could give him the benefit of that, I'd say maybe he was saying he was cheating because they have a cheating relationship. Like, both of them know they cheat. So, but they still together. They don't mind each other cheating. They just want to make sure that they still got your loyalty. That's kind of what. But then the second half of the song seems a little more sentimental. Like, because the game isn't rapping at all in the second half. It got, like, this dude singing. They got the girl singing and stuff. And that's the best part. Like just the melody and all that just sounds so raw. Like, it sounds like it turns into a backpacking song as soon as that second half hits. And it just sounds like the hook and stuff sounds a lot better. The hook, they give us a hook in circles, but not really. Like, they just say, you got to go, man. I get it. But on the second half, it's like legitimate, like it's a legitimate hook. Like, it's not. Like it, you know, girl, like, niggas when they made you, like, kind of dissing and stuff. Like, that part of the song is raw. Like, Kendrick should have been on that
song. Now, here's my question about that. So, like, but I see that this Friday, the documentary 2.5 is coming up.
Yes, why? I'm so confused. Like, documentary 2.5 comes out this week.
I'm really confused.
It's a different album. It's a completely different album.
Yeah, I got into the track list. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I'm not buying that one. I bought documentary 2. I ain't buying that shit. I just stream it. I'm kind of glad though, because I don't like that Anderson .Paak dude. All he do is auto tune singing rap stuff. Like, even like this, another song that's okay on documentary 2 is Dedicated with Future. But it isn't because of Future, he does like the hook, like the first two hooks, but then he'll be quiet and then the chick starts singing and like takes over the song. And the game's lyrics are good. But the chick started singing, you were like, you forget that Future was even on the track. Like, that's how good the song gets when he shuts up, man.
That's how I feel. Was this is about music. Your mic been open the whole time. She know her mic was open this whole time.
I had her on hold because I didn't realize she was in there because I was looking at something and I was like, oh, she's been on hold for like 5 minutes.
But you had her on. You had her mic open for about 20 minutes though.
She been up for a minute, but yeah, I caught on late though. I was like, "Whoa, she in there?" So,
I've been cooking, so I wasn't
so I can
talk shit.
Baking soda, I got baking soda. Excuse me, baking soda.
I do wanna drop this in there for a second. Man, like I've been seeing all over my newsfeed and Twitter and stuff, man. I've been seeing so much Leon Bridges all over my stuff. And I'm kind of glad his dad, he's been posting a lot of stuff, too. I guess he went to his concert last night. And, man,
yeah, New Orleans.
It's so dope, though. Like, you got, like, this is, like, it's crazy, like, to know, like, somebody that you're cool with the whole family. And then this is somebody you watch grow. You know, he was the quiet one, like out of his kind of like how I'm a little quieter than said, unless I'm like voicing my opinion on music and stuff. But he was the quiet one, and the next thing you know, like all he did, he would pop like the Usher and B2K and stuff, and the next thing you know, all over the world, like, you know, it's crazy.
His brother was too, though. His brother was pop rocking too.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it just shows you, like, I would usually, if it's like a homeboy or something that say, "Oh, I'm rapping," and it usually be garbage, and I don't get happy and giddy about it. But I mean, Leon Bridges, like, got one of the best CDs.
I can name somebody, but I'm gonna be good today.
He got one of the best CDs to come out this year. Like, literally, I got the album sitting right here on top of my printer for some reason. But
I added 15 more minutes just in case.
Yeah, and that album is amazing, man. Like, you got to check that out. My favorite song on it was "Smooth Sailing." Like, it sounded a lot like song. Like other R&B songs I listen to, like, it's upbeat and it's about dancing with your lady. Like, those are the type of songs I like listening to. Like, if this R&B, if it's a song that make you want to get up and dance with your lady, then that song all right with me. But yeah, that song got some slow stuff too. If you like to hear that. Like,
I got perfect since we gave it dance with your lady recommendations. I got throwing there. Baby, won't you come my way? Pretty
man. That made me sit down with the quickness. you know, this is one thing I'm going to do. Like, each week, like, I'm going to ask, like, just is like, I'm going to ask on Facebook somebody to recommend me an album. And I'm going to have to listen to it from start to finish once. So, you know, I'll try it out.
Baby boy.
Oh, okay, I got one for you. Ty Dolla $ign album coming out this week.
I don't even know what that is, but
no, his album came out today. Ty Dolla $ign.
He the one that do that dirty like a dance. Is it? No,
well,
he's
not the one that Blood day.
He's the one that do that for real, though. Oh, I thought that was Future. I swear that was Future when I heard that. Until I watched BET Jams.
I thought it was too until just now.
Yeah, that's 5,000. Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of which, y'all gonna let that go on the radar that BET, that MTV Jams is now BET Jams?
It is for real?
Yes. Nigga, I was turning through and I said, why did this must say BET Jams on my TV?
Well, every now and then I turn to MTV Jams and they fuck up the same way any of these, like, music channels and all the rest of the
Oh, my God.
They always they play two good hits, and then they go into the most boo boo mix for like 2 hours.
Yes, Travis Scott is a perfect. And people feel the type of way that Travis Scott song. I gotta be drunk as heck and ready to pass out to hear that anecdote. I'm like, this made it to the dang video.
And can we really make a clarification as to what R&B and what hip hop is. Okay, I'll say R&B and what hip hop is. Because I'm about tired.
That reminded me of that Hobson thing I saw earlier where, you know, he was like talking about no words or whatever, and he was making fun of somebody. Our rappers don't even have to say nothing at them, but all they do is they don't even have to say no real words. They just jump on the beat and people are just jamming because the beat go hard, and then he just literally just like made a whole bunch of noises on beat though, and the song did exactly like what people, like, I guarantee if they were to play that in the club and you didn't know it was a parody, people would dance to it and get crunk to it. And that's, I mean, it's true though, like, that's kind of how songs are, like, that, like, it ain't, and that's not in general, like, it's just, for instance, like, like, I'm very particular on my music, and luckily the way I consume my music allows me to do that. Like, I don't have to be stuck listening to a song I don't want to hear. So my thing, it's some amazing artist who is hard for me to give a try, like, to give a try to, because every time I do, like, it doesn't, it, like, they'll have one or two amazing songs, and then, but those two songs will make people think that they're the best artist ever. Like, they have the two songs now, but then you're going to listen to it and be like, okay, I heard those songs. Those songs are jam. But why are these other songs about this? That's why I'm not a Cole, I'm not a J. Cole fan. Like,
I was just about to say, I know who you were talking about.
A lot of people say it's blasphemy, but I've listened to three or four J. Cole thing albums, and, like,
it's the same thing.
Like, it's literally like, bruh, you've been this, like him outside of his rap CD stuff, you can tell, like, he is a guy who cares about his race, who cares about the image he puts out there. Like, you've never seen him.
Wait, I got to stop you on that. I got to stop you on image. Have you seen his hair lately?
Well, yeah, but everybody got that, like, the shitty hair is the new thing. Like, I don't know. I went out to an event a few weeks ago,
and every young college dude had effed up hair. Like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to wash my hair. I ain't going to comb or brush. I'm just going to go out today.
And that's why I find it so funny. Right? I've been going to, like, this barbershop I've been going to. They, I've only been in there twice, and I got cut by two different dudes. And they just seem so astounded that somebody is in there with waves. Like, waves in the part of them. If it's true, because everybody that comes in there, when I say every single person that comes in there gets a mohawk with, you know, with it real thick in the middle, and then they got the faded sides, and everybody comes in there and gets that. Even the female lesbian barber got the mohawk, the side stuff. So
I did that for a month, and I don't see how people do that, man. That mess died out so freaking quick for me.
Have y'all ever noticed the people that be getting their hair set, they be having BBs like a motherfucker? Like,
man,
I need to get a hair set that your scalp allows you to maintain.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's why I find it so funny. Like, that's what I used to be scared when a barber said, like, oh, man, you got good hair, and you think they're going to jack you up? Because in the past, that's how it used to be. Now they kind of say it just because they don't see people that try to wear a normal hairstyle now. Like, a taper fade is a lost art now, you know, unless you got a fro. Like, a fro taper is kind of in, but just a taper with some waves, that's, like, out of the door.
I remember when Travis Porter came out, and they had I ain't gonna comb or brush my hair today. I'm just gonna rush out to bed, wake up, and go to class. And now everybody doing it.
Ooh, everybody.
That's just ridiculous.
The one style that I thought was ridiculous back when Cream came out back in, like, the early 90s, and Redman was on the video, and he had the little chili bowl with the dreads. That's a thing now. Why is this a thing?
Yes. Real heavy.
I don't understand.
I hate guys who try to look hood in the club, and they got the girliest dread styles. Like, come on, bro.
You can't act hood at all if you a dude with blonde hair dye. You will never look. You cannot look thug, man. That's the new style of thugs rock, though. The thugs rocking the blonde. I don't understand. Like, Kendrick Lamar gave up that little chili bowl thing. Now he rocked the little. Well, he had the no hang time braids last time I saw him, but you know, he gave up the little Peanuts chili bowl thing a long time ago, like a year ago.
And they wonder why all my life I had to fight, nigga.
Yeah,
man, they got to fight. All they like, they have messed up, man.
Back in the day, they would have had to fight
Everybody was out there. I ain't here to be politically correct, but you know, I ain't got nothing against homos. I got something against in the closet homos.
Yeah.
If you're gay, just come out. Like, you have, like, and I love the fact that Charlamagne said this, because this is the way I felt for a while. You have absolutely no reason to be in the closet in 2015. And that is the truth. There ain't no reason to be in the closet in 2015. Bring your ass on out.
I can slightly understand a gay, I guess what we would see as a normal dude, you know, not wanting to be judged because he still wants to be seen as masculine because, you know, a lot of what we say, if you're not gay, you automatically assume, you know, these gay dudes that once you find out that they're gay, you automatically get an image that is very much so might not be them. But my problem is with these fucking trannies, and people want to keep excusing trannies, saying there's no way that these men are not knowing. I personally remember when I first used to start getting on forums back in the day after I graduated, and it was this thing that I'm gonna call a thing because I don't respect people that do shit like this. She was a 24-year-old transsexual male female, and she was bragging about how she got this group of 16-year-old boys to run the train on her, and she recorded the shit, to not telling them that she used to be a man. And, you know, she says that she runs this game all the time. And here comes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more trainees saying, oh, girl, they ain't got to know. Is it that they find they do their background work and stuff like that? It's like, no. Before you became a female, you were a dude out here fucking anybody and not asking no questions as well. Or like it was another male or a female. You was out here fucking not asking questions.
Ain't nobody in the mood. Why do you think these grown ass men keep getting caught up with these young ass girls? Ain't nobody in the mood looking at no IDs. Ain't nobody in the mood looking up your middle school records to see if you were if you used to be a boy. Like, ain't nobody doing that.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of another thing on music. Okay, so I want somebody to explain it to me. Everybody's about talking about boycotting, watching the BET or Hip Hop Awards. How did people say that all of my timeline watching this mug?
Yeah,
I'm so bad.
I didn't have a desire to watch it. The fact that it was recorded last week made me
They always do it. The Hip Hop Awards, they always recorded the weekend before it airs on that Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's really whack.
Yeah, it's weird. I pass on that. Like, I don't know. Maybe if me and Sherry bored one day, we'll just check it out or something.
I just be waiting for people to tell me who was on the cypher that was hot, and I go look at the YouTube videos and go see. You people got to cut it out, man.
Yeah, the cypher didn't even excite me last year.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the cyphers from last year. But I remember when they had that Kendrick Lamar cypher, and you start seeing those parodies.
I just remember the Omarion shit. Rick Ross Omarion fake cypher thing.
Yeah, people were making it seem like Omarion was dancing during the cypher and stuff. Like, they were just taking it, like, way over. But still, Omarion can't let. And I hate the fact that people were like, man, it wasn't even that bad what he was doing. Yes, it was. Because my thing is, that completely threw, like, you know, because when Rick Ross raps, he do that whole I'm chilling, big, I'm a big dude, but I'm chilling with my lady music. That's, like, his music. That's the type of songs he makes. Then the Marion come in out of nowhere and start pop-locking and doing, like,
he's
I was like,
cool. Cool. That's what Omarion was doing. He's a straight cooning.
Yeah, I was like, Omarion, Rick Ross, and he did this little throw thing with his chest. I was like, y'all can't tell me that wasn't bad. Like, that wasn't
ever. But can y'all tell him we forgive him? I mean, because every time, y'all know this, every single red carpet or every time you see Omarion do like an interview where it's just him out and about, he always got a fucking pop lock now. Like, Omarion, sir, we forgive you.
I literally watched one episode of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood or whatever it's called. Is it Hollywood or is it L.A.?
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. There's a million of them, bro.
The very first episode, and literally the first time they showed Omarion, this boy is in there pop locking, talking about he going to a doctor's appointment. Like, I was like, I can't watch this show. It's too much.
That's what I said. It's the message. The black race, we forgive him for pop locking during the Rick Ross performance, because it seems like that's just him. He gonna do that now.
Yes, and then I personally hate Omarion because he allowed Jhené Aiko to jump on his song talking about eating the booty like groceries. He on my hit list because he allowed her to get on there and say this. And the fact that this is on the radio, and the fact that my the fact that my 2-year-old nephew likes to listen to that song.
Oh shit! I can't wait. Oh, the wind is coming to NBC. It's not. They put the trailer out. It's official.
I gotta
calm down.
As soon as you get out, I'm watching Gotham. Like,
wait, they switch it up. Hold on, what the heck? When did this switch happen?
What?
This nigga Neo is a 10-man. Okay, I'm done.
He should have been the scarecrow.
The scarecrow. Who is the scarecrow? I gotta look and see who that person is again. Because David Allen Greer is the lion.
It better be a Marianne.
Chase, the wind is Queen Latifah. Yeah, nigga, I know. The Joe's right up there himself. The wind is Queen Latifah. You know, let that marinate for a second.
They being childish is what they are.
they trying too hard, man.
You took my money.
You took
from me.
Elijah Kelly. Who the heck is Elijah Kelly? This nigga Neo looks funny as hell. He looks like he's from the pop lock.
As long as Juicy J.
Oh my god.
Speaking of Neo, you had one of the hardest jams earlier this year. And you had the nerve to put Juicy J on there. Like, take him off the song. You realize how good, what's it called, Chino? You realize how good that song would be if Juicy J wasn't on there?
Yes. It ruined the integrity of the song.
That's how I feel about it. He changed all of his albums except for this last one where he started featuring people that don't really add to his creativity. Like, those people can fight on there about Lil Wayne's rapping. He complimented T-Pain on the songs that he was on. The other people that he put on that last album was just like, bruh. Like, we don't want to hear them.
Yeah, the only song I give him a pass on because it's so cheesy that it was good was Time of Our Lives. But technically, he was featured on that song first, but he was like, yo, I'm going to put that song on my album, too. Like it, but he...
It was a summertime-sounding song that he released recently that was pretty good. That was kind of... They play it every time. I hear it all the time when I go to Planet Fitness.
You talking
about Neo? No, I'm talking about Neo.
I like, he had the song, what's it called, Coming With You. That was like my jam.
I hear that every time I go to Planet Fitness.
But that's because I like those dance style songs. Like, not, I'm not an EDM.
Yeah, I got to hear that when I go to the gym.
I'm not an EDM fan. But Coming With You was like my favorite song when that album came out. Like, I used to listen to that song a lot.
The beat gives a little whimsical though. I'm like, what is? He just whoever produced this, he think he just adding this stuff now.
Yeah,
Oh my god.
The album was pretty solid though. It was it was really good. I liked it way more than Red album, but I had to give Red album like another chance. Like not because I was just gonna sway my vision on. Like I heard it and it just didn't click with me, but I might have to check that out again just because I only listened to it one time, but nothing grabbed me on that album the first time through. So usually that's not a good sign. If I don't find one jam on my first playthrough, then usually it don't make me want to go back and hear it again.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man, I think of some. What was some good album like this year? A lot of really good music came out. Like,
Janet Jackson album. I'm like, it's like a roller coaster. I'm not like everybody else, like worshiping the goddamn CD.
Yeah,
man. But it's good.
Yes,
Janet Jackson.
Sherry wasn't really feeling. I heard the first song and made me cut it off. Like, I was like, I'll come back to this later. Like, that's kind of like
the Missy Elliott one. He had to grow on me because I had listened to the album a couple of times. I was like, this mug is kind of corny. Like, at first wind, you're like, this is a corny bond. Like, it seemed like it's too pop. I can just imagine some pop like an ass nigga for the jump out of nowhere and challenge me. You want, man, I'm the greatest dancer, man. I'm like, oh, here we go.
But I will say this, the Sleeper album that people definitely need to check out. Go check out Odyssey's new album. Like, he's been around for a while. He was on the very first Foreign Exchange album. Riley, shh. Everybody knows that song. you wanna jump in, Ryan? Nah, but they
the Disclosure album you recommended, that one's a sleeper.
Talking about the Disclosure's group, right?
Yeah, that new album they got out.
Mm-hmm.
Did we lose him? Chase.
He probably got bumped out.
It's showing him still on.
Ride, music.
There we go.
What was the last thing y'all heard me say?
We heard you say something about that I said that Disclosure was a good one.
Disclosure, man. Like, that album, Riley, that album is like, if you listen to, like, all the stuff that I normally listen, like, it's like a mixture of that stuff. But, of course, you know, it's more of a pop element because they're essentially a bigger dance group. So they naturally have more ground to cover than, say, like Foreign Exchange and stuff. But that album is nice. Like, I can get down with it. Like, I don't have to skip a single song on that album. Like,
I listened to the whole entire album straight through. It worked. So
I know an album.
What album?
The self-entitled Fetty Wap album.
Man, that album cover is so scary. Like, that's a good Halloween. Now, you put that on your door.
Yeah, he was wrong for the album cover.
Yeah, like, you wrong for putting your bad eye on the album. Like, that's, like, that was, no. Like, he did that on purpose. Why?
Oh, I tell you, speaking of which, hey, have y'all seen, I feel so childish. I actually was playing it. The YouTube video where you gotta see if you can fix Fetty Wap's eye.
Yeah,
I
fixed his eye a few times.
It took me 5 tries to get that mother to fix, man. I was like,
I nailed the Fetty Wap eye in one try. Like, it was easy, man. Like, my childish year one.
I had to watch because it was going so fast and that music was so corny, so I couldn't even focus, man. I was like, nah. It took like, say to keep flowing by.
I'm
You should know.
Man, but yeah, let me think of some albums. Yeah, actually, yeah, Disclosure, but Disclosure was real recent. It only came out a few weeks ago. But yeah, it's definitely. I like that Holding On song. Like, Holding On is tight. I like. What's number five? Like, what is the name of that song? But I listen to that song more than anything.
Oh, and shout out to RIP to me. I'm having free Google Music anymore. As the 29th of last month, I've been paying April. For.
Willing and April, that's the name of the song. I like that song is raw. Like, I love that song. I like that. I like that Jaded song too. Like, that Jaded song is nice.
Yeah, that was good. You know, my favorite one
is. Like, yeah, of course, Super Ego. Super Ego is nice.
Yeah.
Echoes is good, but Molecules and Moving Mountains, those are good too. Like, I like
Moving Mountains. I'm gonna tell that DJ Robert Scholes that he is challenged as heck. Because this fool put that sugar, like, who remakes Sugar? Like, that's a song. Man, you know what, man? This is my favorite song. I think we should remake it. Sugar? My Baby Bash? Really? Y'all take that song to remake? Okay, I'm done.
I mean, speaking of DJs, man, Snoop Dogg it was like this roller skating jam or something, and they had, like, him and DJ Quick and all these folks DJing there. Snoop Dogg did a pretty good job of DJing. Like you can tell that he was literally just playing the songs that influenced, like, songs he came out with, like, his whole career. Like, he played nothing. He didn't play any rap. He played one rap song, and it sounded kind of old. It wasn't an old school song, but it sounded like a song you could skate to. But it was a rap song, and that song was nice. Like, the whole set was raw. Like, he played like it really made you want to go skate. Like, I really wanted to skate while I was listening at work last week. I was like, dude. Snoop Dogg did this thing.
Beyonce Blow make you want to go skate.
I don't think you've ever heard this song.
Yeah, you know, I have no idea what that is.
It's always said against the video. This video got skating in it.
Nah, but yeah. Snoop did this thing with that set. He gave you a whole hour just full of jams.
I tripped my head, Lay You By Down, recently. I was like, what? Did I just hear this song for real?
Riley, what's your favorite song?
My favorite.
Do you like Angelina Ballerina?
Mm-hmm.
I like that song too, because you got it stuck in my head.
I need my dress.
You need your dress, so you can dance to Angelina Ballerina. She's a dancing star. She loves to curl around all day. She's gonna go far, 'cause that's the Angelina way.
That's Angelina way, man. Follow your
dreams wherever they take you. You can concede. I can't sing. I don't miss the lyrics. What is? Oh, it says succeed. You can succeed.
Daddy.
Don't let anything shake you, Angelina Ballerina. She over here doing ballerina. I'll be Yeah, man, I could sit there recommending albums all night, but a lot of good albums dropped this year. But yeah, as far as Odyssey goes, if you don't
check out DJ Paul got an album coming out this month.
If you don't check out any songs in that album, listen to What They'll Say. That is like the definitive song on that album. Like the album has absolutely no cursing. And it's not corny. Like, Malice, like, no malice can learn a thing or two from this young man on how to make a clean album that's not corny. Like, the
okay.
Game, like, that album is amazing, man. Like,
He had like all three of his, like, he's been in the rap game for well over a decade, but he didn't drop his first real album until 2011, I think. And I've been listening hard ever since. Like the first, they said the first Odyssey song I heard, of course, was on the Foreign Exchange album, on the Answer song, which is a classic song. But and Odyssey opens up on that song. But then he came out with this tape. I think it was like 2007. And basically, they had went to this, it was this school, like they were doing like this thing where it had like musicians and stuff meet up and talk and like learn. I guess like a college that like they had like this music program. And basically, he linked up. He saw all these musicians there, and he was like, "I'm gonna step outside my norm," you know, because he somebody who did samples. So he was like, you know what, I'm going to link up with all these musicians. This is back in 2007. Like, I'm going to link up with all these musicians, and we're going to – and maybe it was 2006. I'm thinking it was 2007, but it might have been late 06. But he said, you know what, I'm going to make this song. So he linked up. He had, like, guitar. But he knew exactly how he wanted to sing. He couldn't play guitar. So he was like – I guess he kind of like hummed it out or whatever for the guitar. For the guitars, he strummed it out how he wanted, how it sounded in his head. So, that song is raw. Like, it's called All Because of You, and it has Fonte on it. And Fonte is basically singing the whole song and stuff with them. Then Odyssey comes in and starts rapping. You know, usually when Fonte gets on the song, he usually shuts down the song. But Odyssey rapped before, like Fonte sang like one or two verses, and then Odyssey comes in and starts rapping. And his verse was clean, like that. Like, I mean, of course he was cursing, but his verse was raw. He was just like, "But look at this here, you sitting on the couch and you fitting the bounce." I was like, "This dude is killing." And then Fonte jumped on there and killed too. Like, it's just a raw song. Like, no samples. It was just all live instruments, and it was raw. And that's kind of like the direction he took with this new album. You know, because his last two albums were sample heavy. But, of course, he's an underground dude. Like, you're gonna get it in the way you can. And he made raw samples. Like, it wasn't like no wax sample. Like, it was raw, good samples. But he decided, I'm going to make an album that's going to sound really good at a live show. Like, so he had all live instruments and stuff on this album. Like, I think some of the drums may be done on the drum machine or whatever, but they translate well over into live instruments. So it's a nice album. Like, if you're a fan of musicianship, you gotta check that out. Like, it's pretty good. Hold on, is it me? Like, you know, I don't really use Skype much. How long has Skype had them ads?
It's a face, because Facebook on that mug and they just be throwing them away.
See, yeah, because I never noticed that. Like, that's weird. Like Children's Hospital and all kinds of stuff pop up on me.
Joe Budden got an album coming out. Okay, I'm done. Joe Budden got an album coming out this Friday.
Joe Budden got a mixtape coming out. Joe Budden got a mixtape coming out. Pump it up.
They was calling him on Breakfast Club today because he was on there early and he was at the Petty with DJ Evie. And so he kept that. So he goes later on in the People's Choice mix. He's like, "Who want to hear Pump It Up?" And Andrew Lee kept yelling at him because she kept saying he don't want to put down his new stuff. He tried to shy away from Pump It Up so hard. Nigga, he can't get mad if you made a You Got Sun song. That's why he mad. He ain't got no street cred on that.
I will say, like, if you're a dancer, like, you somebody that likes dancing and stuff, I guess, like, you got Sarah soundtrack be right up your alley. But the thing is, it that just the fact that those songs are on that movie, it ruined the integrity of a lot of songs. Man, it ruined, like, I'm not an M.O.P. fan at all, but Annie Up is, like, one of my all-time favorite songs. And that movie ruined that song for me. And then Heaven by Nile, one of my all-time favorite songs, got ruined because of that movie, man. And that song wasn't even on during this scene, but every time I think of that Heaven song, I think of Omarion and Marcus Houston pop locking in the thunderstorm. Like, I can't take that song serious no more.
Nah, I'll tell you why you can take anything serious from that movie, because, man, any day, man, they shot Lil Saint, man. I was devastated, but they shot Lil Saint. That was it for me.
Yeah, man, tonight you suck, that's it. Leon Bridges was a big advocate of that movie.
Oh, man. The Buzzy brother definitely an advocate of that movie.
If there was no You Got Served, there would be no Leon Bridges.
No, we can't say that because Rock is breaking and breaking too. We can't never say that.
No, because, see, he wasn't a breaking two person. We were breaking two people. Like, those movies we watched.
Oh, wait for a moment. Did we watch the movies because we really wanted to see dancing, or were we being childish? Which one were we doing?
Well, both movies had very childish things in them. Like,
yes.
The first movie had the great special effects when he magically made the broom teleport in the air.
Two had lots of special effects that were out of whack.
With no wires or anything, like the broom was just hovering in the air. Like, I really thought he was really making the broom hover. And then
two had lots of bad special effects.
He had some amazing special effects in there. He showed us that he really has magic powers. Like, he showed us that he can make a broom. Like, in the first movie, he shows he can make a broom hover in the air without using wires. And he showed us in the second movie that he can grow 2 feet and roll down the stairs. So if they don't say that he a magician, I don't know what it is. So give it up to Boogaloo Shrimp, Michael Chambers, the magician and the man himself.
Oh, and he walked on the ceiling.
Fresh out of Hogwarts. And he was breakdancing on the ceiling with some chick that couldn't even speak English. I'm like, come on, Michael Chambers. So, you get a Jewish girl who can speak some English. What's the other one's name?
Turbo.
Turbo, yeah. If Turbo gay ass can pull a chick in the movie, you can go ahead and pull you one too that can speak English.
Oh, well, he Ozone. Which one is Turbo? Which one is Ozone?
I think it is Ozone, the gay one.
Yeah, Ozone. Turbo is Boogaloo Shrimp.
Yeah. Never thought I'd let you get away.
Ballet.
You gonna do ballet?
Mm-hmm.
It looks so good.
Yes, sir. I tell you, speaking of. Okay, this game I'm playing, cause, you know, I get into my phase where I get into a game I like. Because I want to have an SD card, I feel like I can put more apps on my phone without having to move nothing over. So I've been taking advantage of that. I've been playing this game Dungeon Quest, so this RPG on Google Play. So, yes, I've been Snap! Oh my God, Snapchat, bro! I'm about to get ready to remove this mug.
No, you're not.
I try to get this mug a chance, and you keep killing me, man. I be ready to remove it.
You can't follow retarded people. You gotta follow regular sane folks.
It's like some people are just too absorbed themselves. I just don't like. My goodness, man. It'd be inside jokes only they get. I don't be. Who posts? Why do you use Snapchat for inside jokes that we're not going to get?
Because it's cool to be
in. Or there's always some chick that's on there that just want to keep looking at herself and do a panorama shot with the camera showing her body. We get it. You think you bad. Bye. Stop it.
But that's not what some of these girls got.
That's all they got, man.
That's all that some of these girls got. But that's the only wifely thing that they can show their ace. That they'll have a body a couple years from now. And that's even up in the air.
So Triple Tay homecoming next week.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about that? It's awesome. Yeah.
Y'all go
to the picture.
I wanted to go.
There's
to
a picture thing they're doing on Sunday.
Yeah. What time is it? At 4:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, because see, if I
we will all be in the same picture because we're in the same decade.
Then I'm gonna have to. I'll still be there at 4:30, but I had to be put the pedal to the metal, because I'll basically be getting off. If I get off an hour, if I get off, then I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I'm like, yeah, I might have to. My manager's like, yeah, why don't you just leave that one? I'm like, just take up that time. I'm like, okay. Like, well, if that's the case, I just want to make sure I ain't shortchanging myself too bad. Like, your boy got to get his time. So I'm gonna have to do some extra time.
Mary J. Blige is the Wicked Witch. Oh Lord! So yo, are you ready for that?
No, because I don't want to see her do them grandma ass dances.
You know what? That's as long as they don't pull no stunt. Talk about Jennifer Hudson's Glinda. I'm good. I'm all good with the casting. Because if I hear Jennifer Hudson on this freaking play, I'm gonna lose it. Because you know what that means. She got an overseeing home. I don't need you to oversee it. Or I can see that making Jennifer Hudson miss one. Sweetie, let me tell you that. She gonna try to oversing the notes. I'm like, come on, man. I didn't even stop, man. You gotta do all this crybaby. But I'm just laughing at BET Jam. It's not BET Jams, though. I absolutely hate the jam of the day of the week. I freaking hate that. Is the wackest thing ever on there. I hate that. I hate it when it was on MTV Jams, and I still hate it on BET Jams. The jam of the week is where they pick a song, they pick a video of the week. And you say, okay, it's a jam of the week. That means they're going to play it. You know, I expect them to play it every day. They gonna make sure that mother's playing every hour, man. I'm like, seriously? And this week is somebody annoying as heck, Rick Ross. I don't want to hear this nigga every hour.
And I do whatever you say.
It's getting real, Scream Queens. It's getting real.
I'm about to watch it in about 30-45 minutes.
No, I'm gonna tell you what show. I can tell you what show you, I'm gonna come over there and watch you. Tomorrow, I'm surely not gonna watch No American Horror Story by myself. It's not. Oh, well, no, I gotta do my show at 9 tomorrow, so I'll be missing the first showing. But I will tell you this, I'm not watching it by myself.
But why?
Would you watch last week's episode?
Yes.
Man, I was like, these lights got to come on. I can't do it.
Wasn't scary.
Yeah. Nigga, did you see what Lady Gaga alone was doing? No.
But that's in the morning, feeling like P. That ain't Lady Gaga. That's a.
Like, you did like the coven and stuff, and it was a little scary, but you saw a lot of people. The hotel is so deserted, and then that's, oh my God, like that. Add to the creepiness of it. It's like, okay, this is pretty creepy.
That show, I didn't really like the first episode. It was good, but it was, it was a little too much.
What?
You said what?
What? Oh, what was a little bit too much?
Just American Horror Story first episode, it was a little too much.
Yes, I'm saying that message. I'm telling you, that message. What am I watching? I can't watch this. This is too much. It was just really weird. It was just like, okay, even the most, some of you will be on there, I can't wait for Halloween looking ass. Even they got to admit that was a little bit too much.
They ain't even been playing no movies. The only people that have been playing movies so far really is Disney. They only play movies on the weekends at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. They play Disney movies. So I think Don't Look Under the Bed comes on tomorrow, today or tomorrow, one of the two.
Goosebumps.
And I'm not gonna watch it because I just watched that movie like 2 months ago.
What?
Don't Look Under the Bed. I just got through watching Twitches. So the only scary movie or Halloween movie I've been able to get into is all Disney movies, because they're the only ones that seem to want to play movies.
So in other words, you're fascinated with Disney, yeah.
You say what?
I said, so in other words, you're fascinated with the Disney cam.
Yeah, until the rest of these networks get their stuff together. They're playing Nightmare Before Christmas tomorrow.
Oh, snap, man. Christmas.
Yeah, I know that's the movie.
First of all, if you're going to be singing on Christmas songs, you know what's the first Christmas song that's coming to your head. You know what Bob Top messed up at? You know they let you go back and edit your episodes on the fly? Like, not on the fly, but after you done the show, that it within the system, you can edit the show? I was like, what? Nigga, I was taking all kind of bad errors at the shows. I was like, nope. It's dead air here, taking it out. Dead air here, taking it out.
I'm just going to do that in Audacity anyway.
Because they started doing it because you could add ads where you want to in there. I'm like, that's too much work, though. Because you got to be smart when you place the ads. You got to make sure there ain't no real break.
That's worth it, though, because I would, like, if you were at to the point where you were making money off of something, if I were to post it somewhere else and be like, oh, I'm making money with this somewhere else, then I'd be like, oh, well, I got this sponsor. Let me throw in this. corny sponsor crap right here. You know, so it has.
Well, no, it lets you take their ads. Like, you know, they put the audio ads and stuff on there. It lets you place where the audio ad plays it.
Oh, that's
still cool.
That
gives you time. It's cool, but it needs extra work. And I'm like, goodness, this is work.
You know, there's a lot of nothing going on. You know what? Well, we had this little dead spot right here where everybody kind of got quiet. That's a good spot to put an ad, and when you go back, it'll put the ad in. So I mean, it could work.
What I always do is pick the areas where. Right when it's going to is going to a music break or coming from a music break, I'll play it.
How the heck do you take
an
Otterbox out?
Huh?
How the heck do you take
an
Otterbox out?
Nigga, that shit take heaven. Because it's annoying. Because like, which one do you got to defend?
I should have to go through all this for some shit that they can't even protect me from water.
Which one did you got?
The Defender.
Oh my God, that's the one that got the double shells. Oh yeah, you for the work. You got because you got to take the
red Chinese case was like that, but it just
you got to take the skin off
like this.
You got to take the skin off, and the skin is the annoying part. Get the skin off, now you got to take the shell off. It should be. Like different ridges around the side, you gotta slowly pull open.
I'm about to fool with Rye. So since the show technically been over, I guess it don't matter.
I
just don't matter if I have an unceremonious leaving. So peace out. If you need to listen to all this, after it's all said, go back and listen to this. You heard all this, and you got a lot going on. You ain't got a lot going on your Tuesday night.
Yes.
All right, and peace out, everybody. See you again soon.
And don't be no chump.
I can see some old stuff. Don't be no chump. And if you and come out the closet. Don't stay in there. Just playing games with yourself and everybody else. Peace out. Love yourself. Love your people. Love your music and love your games. I'm sure that's going to be
fun.